Coronavirus update. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Payroll processor ADP says businesses cut an unprecedented 20.2 million jobs last month. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's a sign of what's to come.
The government will release its own April jobless figures in 2 days. And economists predict it'll show the unemployment rate hitting 16%. Even with some states starting to reopen, analysts say recovering from last month's job losses will not happen fast.
In Arizona, President Trump talked about the plan to wrap up the work of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
We can't keep our country closed for the next 5 years. You know, you could say there might be a recurrence, and there might be. And, you know, most doctors or some doctors say that it will happen, and it'll be a flame, and we're going to put the flame out. We've learned a lot.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says rising coronavirus infection rates outside the New York area should serve as a warning to other states not to reopen too quickly. I'm Ed Donahue.